Hey. Mind if I sit next to you? Great. So, do you recognize this photo? An unknown number sent me this. It's me, as you can see, with my back turned. And judging by the angle of this shot, whoever took it was hiding from me. Rather unsettling, isn't it? But to make things even more interesting, I caught someone following me the entire time I went shopping on Tuesday. The whole walk there. Three different stores I went to. The walk back. And she looked just like you. You're not denying it. Sounds like you've got some explaining to do. Go on. Enlighten me. Yes? Go on. You have a crush on me? Silly you. Of course you do. I'm your boyfriend. Why wouldn't you have a crush on me? Oh, yes. I'm your boyfriend. I have been. For months. Don't be silly. Yeah. Maybe you didn't know. But I'm sure you agree that I'm your boyfriend, don't you? Because we became a couple the moment I watched you go to bed in October. You looked so cold, and I snuck into your room and put a blanket over top of you. You sighed contently, and I knew right then that you had accepted my love, and that you were mine. Don't you remember? Hmm? Are you crying? What's wrong? Why are you crying? Did someone hurt you? Who hurt you? They're happy tears? You didn't know it was me, but you're glad it was me that did that? Aww. Of course. I'd do anything to keep you safe, darling. I loved you for so long. And I'm sure you love me too. Good. I admit, I really want to kiss you right now, but doing it in public seems like an indecent thing to... You want everyone to know that I'm yours? Oh. Well, when you put it like that... Come here. There you are. Oh, how cute. All wrapped up in the blankets. So completely unaware of your surroundings. Or maybe you already know I'm here and aren't screaming for help because you don't mind me being in here. I knew you loved me from the start. Then again, why wouldn't you? We've been together for so long, and after everything I've done for you, it's only natural you would want to be with me, right? Look at you, laying in bed, looking so peaceful and so cozy. I just want to climb in next to you. I'm sure you won't mind if I get closer. And if I just... Hi, baby. How are you? I wanted to come in and sleep next to you. Oh, those? They're handcuffs. I've cuffed you to your bed, honey. You can't move now. You're stuck here with me. You're not going anywhere. But that's okay, right? You'd love nothing more than spend time together. What are you smiling about? Check my... You sly, underhanded snake. You cuffed me to you while you were pretending to sleep? Well, I concede. Well played. I guess we're stuck together like this, aren't we? But for how long, I wonder? I mean, I do have the keys to my cuffs. Oops. And I guess I've dropped them. They're a little out of my reach now. The only way I could possibly not grab them is if you pull me back. Which you seem to be doing now. I knew you didn't want me to go anywhere. So, how's my baby? Are you doing better now? Oh, that's relieving to hear. I know it was so cold only a little while ago, and I was so worried about you while I was gone. Every few seconds, I was glancing over my shoulder to see if you were following me, but, well, you weren't. I got kind of scared, so I decided to come back just to make sure you were okay. 10 minutes is a long time to be separated. Although, I hate to sound like I'm implying something, but I did mean to ask that. I heard you talking to someone on my receiver. Did you have someone over while I was gone? Are you talking to people behind my back? Because I'd rather know now. Explain yourself. You probably already know that your house is more bugged than the Amazon rainforest, thanks to my extensive efforts. I can hear everything and anyone that so much as breathes in here, with the help of a homemade receiver, a 200 gigabyte data plan, and my attention span. Now answer the question. Who are you talking to? A delivery man. Oh, really? And just what was he delivering? What? Why did you order a drone? A surveillance drone? So you can watch me leave my house? And follow me wherever I go? So I'm never out of your sight? Really? Oh, baby. You care about me that much? I don't know what to say. Oh, thank you so much. That means the world to me. Thank you. Now I know you'll be with me everywhere I go. I love you. I love you, 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 I love you. You know I love you, right? You're everything to me. My sole purpose in this life is to be by your side and protect you, and for you to do the same to me. No harm will come to one another as long as we're together like this. You know that, right? Though, say, baby, I did see in your browsing history that you were looking up some fancy places to eat near here. Were you planning on taking me somewhere fancy? Oh, that's really nice of you. I don't want you to spend more than you need to on me, but I will admit, the thought of you spending a lot of money on me does admittedly get me really giddy. I suppose we haven't been on a proper date yet, have we? One of us has always either been asleep or not aware that the other is close by. But we can change that now. And if it's not too much to ask, do you think you could kidnap me afterwards? Look, I'll leave the method to you, all right? Personally, I'd prefer if you used handcuffs instead of something to put me to sleep, but I'll leave it up to you. You have all the freedom that you need. Really, you want to flip a coin over this? I don't know if I could kidnap you. I'm a little inexperienced when it comes to that. You're like the second love I've ever had. Oh, you got so jealous just now. Don't worry. There's no one else. I just wanted to see how you'd react. But going back to the whole coin thing, fine. As soon as we get out of these restraints, we'll let the whims of fate determine which of us gets to be the victim. One condition, though. If you get to be the abductor, I want you to leave me awake. All right? I promise I won't fight back. And if you're the victim, please don't bite or hit or scratch me too hard. Capiche? Lovely. Speaking of which, I haven't shown you the photos I took of you last year, have I? Do you want to see them? Okay, okay. Give me 1 second. Oh, goodness. It's a bit difficult to reach my phone at this angle. No, I can't reach it. Baby, can you lean forward a little? No, more forward. Okay, you know what? I'll uncuff you from the bed for a minute. Just promise me you won't try to escape if I do. Promise me you won't try to escape. Look me in the eyes. Promise. Okay. There we go. Now, lean forward a little bit. Raise your arm up so our connected arms can extend. Yep. Okay, almost there. Press your body, like, right against my back. That should be enough. Ooh, yep. That works wonders for motivation. Reach. I got it. Wow, okay. Putting it on the nightstand was definitely a bad idea. Thank you, darling. No. Stay like that. Just hug me with your other arm, okay? Keep your chest pushed against my back. It feels really nice having you this close to me. I'll hold the phone in my left hand so you can swipe through it. I'm just taking a moment to enjoy it. Your arms feel really nice around me. I used to have so many fantasies about you holding me. God, I could die right here in your arms. So. So, do you know my password? No, of course I know my own password. I'm asking if you know my password. You think so? Punch it in. You got it. Oh, I am so flattered you took the time to figure it out. You really do care. I'm getting a little sleepy while we're at it. We better wrap this up. Although I'd be happy to cuddle in your arms personally. Here we go. Photos. Scrolling. Oh, top right there. This was the first photo of me you took. I remember it like it was yesterday. When I got the text from an unknown number with this photo, I remember being so scared. I thought someone else had taken it, but as soon as I found out it was you who was stalking me, oh my goodness, words cannot even begin to express the amount of joy I felt in that moment. Although you took it in portrait mode instead of landscape mode, but I suppose beggars can't be choosers. Oh, this is the altar I set up for you in my room. I have some photos of you that I've printed out, and there's one of the books you returned to the library. This is the pen you lent me, and I kept. This is your hairbrush. I plucked it from your backpack since you said you were going to get rid of it. It still has so many strands of your hair in it. And this one. You were feeling frisky that night, weren't you? You look so cute, though. Oh. I forgot I took a photo of the clothes you were washing. I wanted to know what kind of clothes you liked to wear, so when the holidays rolled around, I knew what to look for. I hope that's okay, baby. It is? Thank you. You know I mean well, I promise. I didn't have anything pervy on the brain. I mean it. I needed to know your size, favorite colors, styles, favorite brands, which I have committed to memory, and a notepad list now, with backup saves. Wait. You've done the same for me? Oh, really? Prove it. What am I wearing right now? I want details. Yes. Keep going. Yes. Yeah. Yep, you got it. Oh, yes. You are a delightfully sick muffin. I love it so much. In fact, I think that's really hot. Oh. Yeah, there it is. That's you. Sound asleep. I climbed next to you and took a photo. Sorry, the lighting wasn't great, and I had to keep the flash off. It was the best I could do. And that's me taking a selfie while kissing you on the neck. And that's when you rolled over and I sniffed your hair. I remember the scent so distinctly. You have to promise you'll take some photos of me when I'm asleep, all right? Oh, the thought that you could be lurking behind me, capturing my every move, and I'm none the wiser. It's making me excited in all sorts of ways I can't even describe. I'm going to pin you down now. Get on your back. This won't hurt a bit. Unless you wanted to. all mine, and I'm all yours. No one else can have you, and you'll never, ever let anyone else have me. We'll be together forever and ever and ever. We'll be madly in love with one another until the end of our days. I love you. No one else loves you as much as I love you. I'll always keep an eye on you. I'll always know what you're doing. Nobody will so much as look your way without my knowing. And I'm sure you'll do the same. I'm sure you'll protect me from anyone that tries to hurt me. I'm sure you'll be watching my every move and following my every step anywhere I go. We'll never be apart. We'll always be together because I love you. I love you. I love you. And you love me. Right, baby? Say you love me. Whisper it into my ear. Say it. Say it. Again. Again. That's it. Good girl. We were meant to be together. I can't even imagine my life without you. I love you so much. We should probably get some sleep now. It isn't good for us to stay up like this, is it? Are you going to unlock the cuffs binding us together? No? But darling, that means we'll have to share the bed for the rest of the night. And I'm sure there's no way we can do that unless one of us was to lay on top of the other. Okay. I'll get on my back. You can climb on top of me. Hello. Comfy? No, you're not heavy. I'm not a delicate flower, baby. I can handle having you on top of me. Sweet dreams. Good night, my precious baby.